Thank you for staying till the last day of APHA. I'm happy that you're here, and I'm happy to be here. I am the Community Outreach Program Manager at the Arthur Ashe Institute for Urban Health, and we'll be talking about our service learning model, the Health Disparities Summer Internship Program. So before we begin, I have no relationships to disclose. We will describe, or rather I will describe, a four-week program for our high school students. It's the Health Disparities Internship, so we introduce students to social determinants of health and health disparities conversation and introduce them to research, but we'll talk about all that in greater detail as we go through, and I'll describe some of those program outcomes. So the Brooklyn Health Disparities Center is a partnership between SUNY Downstate Medical Center, the Arthur Ashe Institute for Urban Health, and the Office of the Brooklyn Borough President. So the Institute aims to increase the diversity of the U.S. healthcare workforce to be more reflective of underrepresented groups. And so the Health Disparities Internship Program, as I describe it, speaks directly to that objective of the Institute. One of the programs that we have is the Health Science Academy. It's a 20-year-old program. It's an after-school or out-of-school time program for high school students. We currently have about 180 students enrolled in that program. The other arm of the Institute is the Community Outreach and Engagement Group. And so through the Community Outreach Engagement Group, we do a lot of our community-based research programs, such as the Barbershop Talk with Brothers, the Obstructive Sleep Apnea Program. We have training opportunities for members of our Community Advisory Board and the Brooklyn Health Disparities Internship. The Arthur Ashe Institute, as a partner of the Brooklyn Health Disparities Center, acknowledges that there is a gap to engage students, engage them as members of the community, but also recognizing that students are themselves a community of learners and a community of actors and change agents. And so the Health Disparities Internship Program sort of bridges the gap between those two worlds for our students. Let me use the arrows instead. The Health Science Academy serves as the pipeline from which the interns and the Health Disparities Internships, how we access those students. And the Academy, we have 11 partner high schools across Brooklyn and 180 students enrolled representing the diversity of the Brooklyn community. Arthur Ashe Institute once said, to achieve greatness, start where you are, use what you have, and do what you can. And so keeping that in mind, we started with exactly where we were, multi-ethnic Brooklyn, where we can see significant health disparity groups, disparities across racial and ethnic groups. Using what we had access to, namely our high school students through those 11 partner schools, the resources at SUNY Downstate Medical Center, the community linkages that we had with our advisory board, and the trained staff at both the Institute, the Brooklyn Health Disparities Center, and SUNY Downstate to develop the curriculum and the program, the Health Disparities Internship. In 2010, we received funding from the National Institute of Health to develop the Health Disparities Curriculum. It was a two-year funding at that time, and we reapplied in 2012 and received funding for an additional 5 years. The objective of the internship program is to increase knowledge and awareness of health disparities and social determinants of health, increase interest in pursuing health careers, and increase interest in advocacy. So the Health Disparities Summer Internship is a four-week internship program. Our students come to us 5 days a week, Monday to Friday. We have classes at SUNY Downstate on mornings from about 9 to 12, 12:30. And in the afternoons, they partner up at community-based organizations across Brooklyn to implement the research projects using some of the theories that we've introduced them to in the Health Disparities Internship Program. Originally, in 2010, we started off with 50 students. Our current structure, we now work with 15 students across the 4 weeks every year, with 3 to 4 research mentors guiding the projects of those students. The students are allowed 1 full day of participation a week at the community-based organizations, and right now that's Tuesday. But other than that, there is a split, classes on mornings, and the internship component in the afternoon. So we have a research methodology curriculum that we've designed specifically for high school students. They do that before the actual start of the program. The didactic sessions take place on mornings and the community placement in the afternoons with field trips that correspond to what they're learning either in the health disparities conversations on mornings. So in essence, this is a snapshot of how this works. The students learn about health disparities, social determinants of health, and research skills. They apply the research skills and the theories that they're learning on health disparities and social determinants of health to the communities where they live, and now, as we tell them through the internship, where they work. The idea that what we're hoping for is that individually those students achieve a measure of change, but that they share that information, knowledge, and skills, and so it translates into changing behaviors in their family and their peer groups. They're also encouraged as part of the health disparities internship to begin thinking and articulating policy recommendations. We have a closing ceremony at Borough Hall, and so part of what they do in that closing ceremony is speak to the recommendations that they have directly tied to the Borough President or the Deputy Borough President and members of the legislature that are present. So we like to think of our student learning model as reflective of our partnership model. So the idea is the partnership model speaks to community, academic, and government participation to address health disparities. Similarly, the health disparities internship program speaks to students as a community group working in their community for their community, partnering up with SUNY Downstate as the academic partner, and then speaking to policy recommendations with the Office of the Brooklyn Borough President. So our curriculum was actually informed by our advisory board. The Brooklyn Health Disparities Center has a 13-member advisory board representing different race, ethnic groups in Brooklyn, but also different social determinants and health issues across Brooklyn. We completed a Delphi study in 2010 that further informed the curriculum. And because our high school students are engaged with us year-round and it is a 20-year program, we're always asking for their feedback as to what is it exactly that they want us to speak to. So part of our application process is once the student applies in February, March of each year for the summer program, we actually ask them as part of that application, what would you like us to speak to? So in a sense, our curriculum and some of the things we speak to are constantly evolving. It's never the same from year to year. It's designed to respond to what our students want to know. So it includes research methodology. We also speak to chronic illnesses, but always through a social determinants of health lens, research skills and applying those research skills in a community setting. We also include career mentoring. We have career mornings. We have clinical shadowings. The idea is to bring our students face-to-face with researchers or clinicians at SUNY Downstate and our community partners, have them speak to everything from what college did you go to, what's your day like, what do I need to know, but the idea is to bring them face-to-face so they have that conversation and be further inspired to do some of the public health work that we want them to do. So this is a snapshot of what it looks like from week to week. We start off generally with the conversation around health disparities and social determinants of health. We often invite a community partner, usually in this case it's the People's Institute for Survival and Beyond, to have the activity-based sessions, conversations, presentations with the students around what health disparities are and what are social determinants of health and how they may impact things like sleep disorders and diabetes. Oftentimes we will take them on a field trip that then speaks to whatever we were talking to for that particular week. So in week one, if we spoke to diabetes, then the trip would be to the Parkside Dialysis Clinic. Week two, we might speak to advocacy. HIV and AIDS in adolescent populations is a popular topic. Our students request it every year. Oftentimes, we've invited Dr. Birnbaum, who is a faculty member at SUNY Downstate and the PI at the Health Education Alternative for Teens, to speak to HIV and AIDS in adolescent populations. Week three, we'll speak about framing messages and the use of social media to disseminate and share some of the things that our students are learning. They're encouraged to set up Twitter accounts either for themselves if they don't already have one, but work with the community-based organizations to establish those accounts and their Facebook pages and share some of the things that they're learning. And week four is where we often talk about healthcare reform, which has been pretty popular over the last couple of years. We'll do our oral presentations and have our summary classes. So Some of the exciting things since we've been doing this since 2010 is that since then, we've actually worked with well over 100 students by now. Those students, it's resulted in about 74 research projects and posters over that time. Specifically in 2013, we've worked with 15 students, resulting in 8 research projects, working with 8 community-based organizations. But these organizations have been part of the Brooklyn Health Disparity and Arthur Ashe family for many, many years. So these are some samples of the research posters and topics that came out of the program this year. I actually have copies of the compilation of our research posters for this year, as well as the replication in Trinidad. We have a few here. It's all been uploaded, so you can download those. But our students, as you can see, are taking on heavy topics. They're talking and doing research about hookah smoking, hydroponic farming as an alternative method of food production. They're doing community health assessments. They're looking at oral health disparities across Brooklyn. They're taking on topics on HIV/AIDS, accessibility, early sexual activity and mental health, fitness barriers. So these are heavy topics that we're introducing to our students together with our community-based partners to assist in that learning and to generate some of the data that's useful to our community partners. This is a sample of our research poster, one of them. This was done with Canva. And this is the Project Open Doors. This was done with Brooklyn Center for Independence of the Disabled. This was a community mapping project. So really what our students did with this project was walk the downtown Brooklyn area. BCID had developed a form, an assessment tool, and using that tool, our students literally just walked from block to block, store to store, doing a checklist and checking off which stores, what type of businesses or establishments they were, who had accommodations for hearing impaired, vision impaired, what were those accommodations, where were they. They literally had measuring tapes to measure the width of ramps if they were there, documented all of this, and then fed it back to Brooklyn Center for Independence of the Disabled, and then sort of captured it all in this research poster and presented this at Borough Hall. All in 4 weeks. So every year, thanks to NIH, we've been funded at the end of the year to capture all of our research posters in an online journal, and if you visit our website, authorashinstitute.org, or download the handouts that I have, then you'll be able to download the entire journal with all the posters from Brooklyn and Trinidad for last year. We're working on the 2014 version. So how do we know that what we're doing works? And the idea is that we administer pre- and post-surveys to the students that are in the program, and we really just ask them, how much do you agree that this in any way made you more interested in either pursuing a career that included health disparities research? As you can see, the majority of students agree that it did, or either strongly agreed that it was doing just that. We've also asked them whether their participation in the internship program increased their interest or spurred in any way their desire to act as advocates in their community. And again, the majority of students were saying that they either strongly agreed that it did or somewhat agreed that they plan on advocating on issues in their community. So I try to capture some of the comments that we got from our students when we asked them in what ways has it or will it make a difference. And they said, participating in an internship has made a difference in my community because as I posted what I was working about and how I wanted to spread awareness of HIV and AIDS, a lot of my peers became interested. A lot of them were comfortable with coming to me for condoms. And a lot of people supported me when I did or didn't ask for the support. And I noticed that kids and adults became more open to the subject to talk about it and ask what certain things were, how to get the disease, about condoms, etc. Comments. Even our students said they hadn't done anything as yet, but they were glad that it had exposed them to a lot more of the community. Our last comment, one way in which the Health Disparities Internship Program has made a difference in my involvement is that I view things differently. One thing, for example, I'm now more aware of how unhealthy I used to eat, and I now do a better job of regulating what I eat and how it will affect me and my body. I also pass the information down to friends and families. That was a particularly important outcome for us. A lot of our students are either recent immigrants, come from families where they are acting really as in a lot of cases, a parent, they're going to doctors, they're translating. English may not be the first language spoken at home. And so a lot of our students are saying to us that they're actually sharing the information with what they're learning, not just about health disparities and social determinants of health, but also about the technical skills that they're learning. So when we taught our students how to do blood pressure readings, for instance, some of our students came back and said, it changed the way they looked at what their grandparents or their parents were doing. It made sense differently for them. And their role in terms of encouraging and saying, did you check this week? It actually changed that for them. And it was an outcome that we were quite happy to hear about. So we also wanted to know if there were other benefits that the student got from the program. So as you can see, there was a strong response to knowledge and awareness increase for social problems, but equally interest in advocacy in terms of either extremely or moderately improving skills in that area. So I guess at the end of all of this, what we'd like you to walk away with is that high school students can be effectively engaged in, one, learning about issues that are critical to the health of their communities. Oftentimes, we think of students as, or we sort of moderate the type of things we want them to know and the types of roles that we want them to play. We determine ahead of time what's age appropriate for them. And if anything, what our program shows is that our students are capable of taking on the heavy topics. And we encourage them to do so guided, but our role is to expose them to the information that they need. Since they're already playing some of those roles and bringing information back to their families, we can empower them to do that even more. And that they can effectively be engaged in health research and in advocating to address the concerns of the communities that they live in and hopefully that they come back to work in. So our high school students provide services to our local CBOs. They have assisted in developing assessment tools like surveys. They definitely assist with collecting the data that some of our CBOs are using and analyzing and reporting on that data and then sharing that information through their networks, whether it's peer, family, or the other social networks that they're using. Implications for this, we're very proud of our replication in Trinidad and Tobago, which is modeled on the Brooklyn program. So we've been to Trinidad for the summer program in 2012, 13, and 14. Across those 3 years, we've worked with 15 to 20 students a year. Trinidad is focused on climate change and public health, whereas Brooklyn is focused on health disparities and social determinants of health. But this year in Trinidad, we were able to work with six NGOs or CBOs, and resulting in six research posters. But over the 3 years, we've now completed 23 research projects with high school students or secondary school students in Trinidad. So as I wrap up, the Health Disparities Internship Program is very much a service learning model and one that works for us and for our students. It's reflective of our partnership model, bringing together community, members of academia, and government. And it's an important approach for learning and one that I hope you all agree with, as it certainly develops the capacity of our students to assess the communities that they're living in, to conduct community-engaged research, to be educated and inform themselves, but more importantly, to act as peer advocates and change agents, and to develop and articulate recommendations. So I'd like to thank some of the PIs and co-PIs on the project. I have with me my deputy director from the Institute, Dr. Fraser White, who works a lot on the Trinidad program, and one of the members from our community-based organization, Diaspora Community Services, is here, as well as the other project support team. These are the members of our community advisory board that support the work of the Institute and the Brooklyn Health Disparities Center. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.